All right, so we are now here on another Social Marketing Hour, and today I have an actual, real, living legend, a person that I have admired for a very long time, somebody that is known out there in the world as one of the greatest speakers, one of the greatest motivational people in this particular world, and it's a pleasure to have, and his story is so incredible. Les has been around for many, many years, giving value to the world. Without further ado, Amanda doesn't need a long introduction. Les Brown, so excited to have you here in the show. So excited to have you here with me today. How are you doing, my man?
I am great. I am cancer-free. I am debt-free. And I am drama-free.
Wow, I love that. Yes. I love that. That's powerful. Les, so I know you have... been through quite a bit in your life, going back to the beginning of your life and your entire journey. I know it's I know it quite well. You've been an inspiration to so many of us, minorities, and just the world at large. For the people that don't know who you are, the few in this world that have not been connected to your power, why don't you give them a short introduction to Les Brown?
Well, thank you so much, first of all, for this opportunity to be interviewed by you. And thank you for the work that you're doing to help entrepreneurs and individuals not be intimidated by technology and get a larger vision of themselves beyond their circumstances and mental conditioning and take charge of their future. So congratulations to you for how you're showing up and making a great impact. I feel very honored to be in the presence of greatness. I've been looking forward to this interview. Now, wow. Having said that, yes, I was born in a poor section of Miami, Florida, called Liberty City, an abandoned building on a floor with my twin brother, Wesley. And we were adopted. We were first foster kids, and then we were adopted. And in Overtown in Miami, there's a poor section, and there's a school there, elementary school called Douglas Elementary School. And I was labeled educable mental retarded and put back from the fifth grade to the fourth grade and fell again in high school at Booker T. Washington High School. But I met a high school teacher who was just like you in my junior year in high school, Mr. Leroy Washington. And he said, young man, I want you to go to board and work this problem out for me. And I said, sir, I can't do that. And he said, why not? I said, I'm not one of your students. He said, do what I'm asking you to do anyhow. I said, I can't, sir. And the other students started laughing, saying, he's Leslie. He's got a twin brother, Wesley. Wesley's smart. He's DT. And he asked, what's DT? He's the dumb twin. And he looked at me. And I said, I am, sir. And he came from behind his desk. And he said, don't you ever say that again. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. Do you hear me? I said, yes, sir. As you know, how people live their lives is a result of the story they believe about themselves. And what he did when he spoke, and I train speakers now, he distract, dispute, and inspire. When you're selling, when you are speaking to small groups or large groups, everybody comes in with a story. And based upon how you communicate, you distract them from their current story, and through how you present yourself, you dismantle their current belief system and you inspire them to make a new choice. And so he helped me to begin to see myself differently and make a different choice on how I was showing up in life. People say, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never hurt you. That's not true. Words can hurt, and very deeply. And his words of empowerment, they stayed with me. I've never known my biological mother or father, but I adopted him as my spiritual father, and I learned a great deal from him.
Wow. That is so powerful. I'm so happy to have you here. I'm so blessed, Les, to be honest. Like, I don't ever let these moments, what my success just get the best of me. Like, you are such an inspiration. If anybody watching this video, listening to this podcast has not been introduced to Les, you need to go check him out. Les, you are incredible. You know, one thing that I can, I always say to people, I've been talking to people on webinars, seminars, as you know, we talked about my book. I talked about that with you recently. I have talked about marketing. I have talked about business. I have talked about entrepreneurship for many, many, many years. But man, what you talk about and what you cover, and it gives me goosebumps to think about it, is the foundation of all of it, is the building block. Without that, without having the correct mindset, without believing in yourself, without trusting your potential, without believing in your ability to really impact the lives of others, without all of that, you're not going anywhere. There's no success. So it's one of those things that I wish I could just have you here full time with me, helping me help these people, right? Because you got to first get people to get in the right mindset. You got to get them to believe in themselves. I myself, fortunately, I was able to have enough of a background support in my life, a great wife, a great father that I got to connect with over the years. And he gave me the moral capacity, the moral foundation, the building blocks that I needed. And I built success from that foundation. But without it, people don't make it, right? So what do you have to say to the people out there, Les, that they don't really believe in themselves? How do they get to the point? Because that's the number one step. You got to believe in your ability. You got to really go out there and do things that maybe you don't understand yet that you're capable of accomplishing, but you got to go out there and venture. So I know you speak to a lot of entrepreneurs. How do you get people to start believing in themselves? I guess that's my big question. How do you get somebody that doesn't feel they have potential, that doesn't feel they have the ability to do something great? How do you get them to start going on the correct path and stop thinking less of themselves?
I'm glad you asked that question, because people are now going through a major transition because of COVID, because of the economy, because of what's going on, the polarization of politicians and everything that's now affecting the collective consciousness of people. A lot of people are losing hope. A lot of people are giving up. A lot of people can't see themselves getting unstuck. And I was stuck for a major period of my life. I used to be so broke, I walked past a bank and tripped the alarm. and here I am now at 78. And for the first time last year at 77, I saw a picture of my birth mother and father.
Wow.
I never saw a picture of them before. I've got to send you the video. You would really get value out of it. Wait, I think I did send that to you.
I saw that video, the video of your story. That had the pictures of your mom and dad, right? That had the picture in it. Yeah, that was right. That was a very powerful video. I'm going to add that video here in the show notes, so anybody that wants to watch it, they can watch it. Powerful video, incredible story, spectacular story.
Yeah, and so what happened for me when I heard Mr. Washington's words, they impacted me. And I attach myself to him. He taught me three things that I think is very important. He said, number one, and this is particularly when people are struggling to believe in themselves, and for those who are not, because we are living in a culture where our thinking and our vision of ourselves is created by the environment that we're in. That between the ages of 0 and 7, according to Martin Seligman from the book called Learned Optimism, that according to the conversations we hear, the people we see, the things that we take in, that they determine how we see ourselves. They affect our self-esteem and the vision that we create for ourselves and the habits that we embrace that govern how we live life. And so what he taught me was, number one, Mr. Brown, work on yourself. He said, you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. And he taught me the value of reading a minimum of 30 or 40 pages of something that's inspiring every day. And the next thing he said that was very important, he said, you were born to be a winner, but we have been programmed in this culture to fail. And you can't fit a big dream into a small mind. So you have to work on your mind to expand your vision of yourself. The next thing that he said, practice the principle of OQP, only quality people. There's a professor at Harvard University. He did a study on your reference group. And this study indicated whoever you are around, the closest people to you, they impact how you see yourself, how you show up in life. You earn within $2,000 to $3,000 of your closest friends. And he said your reference group determines how far you go in life. Now, parents say birds of a feather flock together. If you run around with losers, you end up a loser. My mother used to say, Leslie, I said, yes, ma'am, mama. Listen, if you run around with 9 broke people, I guarantee you, you'll become number 10. So he taught me the value of, and this is where people are now, continuously looking at your relationships and upgrading your relationships, asking the question, are these relationships serving me? Is this bringing the best out of me mentally and emotionally and spiritually? Sidney Poitier, who's a great actor and an Academy Award winner, he said, when you go for a walk with someone, something happens without being spoken. He said, either you adjust to their pace or they adjust to your pace. And I always ask the audiences that I speak to, whose pace have you adjusted to? And the third thing that he taught me was that develop your communication skills, because once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. When we look at what's going on now politically, the politics and the people who win, it's all determined by 4 things. The story, and I'm a former elected official from the state of Ohio. The story you tell about yourself, the story your opponent tells about you, the story you tell about your opponent, and the story that you tell about them and what you're going to do that's going to affect the change where you are. That story. Whoever's the best storyteller, because people don't buy from you, they buy into you. They don't buy your ideas. Off the top, they're looking at who are you? What do you have? Why should I care? And why should I believe you? Why should I trust you? And so when we speak, when we communicate, your program, teaching people how to market themselves, how to grow their businesses, how to show up in the economy that's called the distraction economy. Your show is very important because a lot of people and a lot of businesses are failing today because they're coming up in this space using ideas and strategies that worked yesterday that won't work today. This is why Peter Drucker said that we must be willing to unlearn, learn, and relearn if we want to become successful. And that's why your program has been a cutting-edge platform to help individuals and organizations and business people be able to take their success to the next level.
That's fantastic. Les, incredible stuff. I mean, I have just from you talking for the last couple of minutes, I got a lot of things that I want to talk about. You know, one thing that that just from the last thing that you said, staying aware of the changes, being able to unlearn, to learn and relearn, that is what I consider to be one of the most important elements to success in the world that we live in today, because things are changing too fast. I knew this instinctively many years ago. I actually started focusing on getting people to understand opportunity waves. Instead of having to create opportunities, just what's happening that this world is giving you access to? What is occurring that you can take advantage of right now? Opportunity waves, they come and they go. And Les, while a lot of people out there are focusing on the possible damages and dangers of things like artificial intelligence or the possible dangers of social media and how it ruined democracy, or how it's ruining the culture of the children in the world and all those things. My obsession has always been, okay, I get it. There is something out there in this world, evil, that we're not going to stop. That there's a percentage of the population that always will think about, how can I use this to destroy, no matter what, right? Like when television got created, when social media got created, when all these things get created, somebody figures out. Like, I mean, still today, Les, we have this thing that they call the dark web, in which there's human trafficking and all these things that are happening on the web. So somebody always will figure out how to use something to destroy, no matter what, because there is evil in this planet. But if you just focus on the evil of something, then you miss out on your responsibility, which is to balance out that evil with your good. I always say to people, just focus on what you can do to make the world a better place with it. Stop focusing on what the evil guys are going to do, that they're going to do it whether you agree with it or not. Focus on the good that you can do with the technology. Social media, for example, is a tool that kept businesses alive during the pandemic. If you take away social media, I am not here. I'm not here talking to you with 300 employees and massive success. Social media kept me going. Social media kept my staff on board, getting paid. I never let go of anybody during the pandemic. On the contrary, I hired people. Why? Because I had this tool called social media that would help me capture attention. So you got to be in the know. You got to always be looking at, what is the opportunity right now out there, and how can I use it to create good? And that's what I like to call opportunity waves. There's a philosopher, Les, that you're probably familiar with, old school philosopher Seneca, says, what does it mean to get lucky? Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. And we got to be prepared. We got to be prepared. Les, you said a couple of things here that that I wanted to bring back to you.
I want you to pump your brakes for just a moment. You said right. Something that's very important, that if your listeners get what you just said, that they will be able to leverage artificial intelligence to work for them. People say opportunity knocks on every door. I say that opportunity stands by silently waiting for you to recognize it. And this is what you've done. And there's something key that you said. If everybody listening, whatever you want, let your obsession, what you ever find in your heart, where your heart is, there your treasure is also. Your obsession becomes your possession. I love to speak. That's who I am. I was born to speak, to change lives. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he was talking about, he had fourth stage cancer, and his doctor told him to get his affairs in order. I said, listen to me, man. I said, are you listening to me? He said, yes. I said, he gave you a diagnosis. A diagnosis is not a verdict. Do you understand? He's not God. I said, I'm a 39-year fourth stage cancer conqueror. Fourth stage prostate cancer that metastasized in 7 areas of my body. And I received the first award from the National Centers, the Cancer Centers of Award of Perseverance from Cancer Centers of America. And I said, and I had a good doctor who said to me, he said, I don't tell my patients they're terminally ill. He said, your PSA, which stands for prostate specific antigen, is 2,400. He said, Mr. Brown, let me tell you what that means. I said, what does it mean? 1 to 4 is normal. I said, okay. He said, cancer's metastasized to 7 areas of your body. I started smiling. He asked me, why are you smiling? I said, man, 7 is my lucky number. I said, I'm one of 7 children. I said, I was born February the 17th. Joshua marched around the walls of Jericho 7 times. Naaman dipped himself in the River Jordan 7 times. I said, 7 is my lucky number. I said, is there anything else? He said, yes. I said, what? He said, and you're ugly too.
I said, you didn't just call me ugly, did you?
He said, yes, I did. He said, listen to me. I did that to distract you. I don't want you to leave here feeling afraid. He said, a diagnosis does not mean a verdict. He said, listen, I never tell my patients they're terminally ill. What I say is that my knowledge and my ability and my skills have terminated. You and God determine the prognosis. I determine the diagnosis. Now, it's in your hands on how you and God are going to handle this. I said, thank you very much. That was 39 years ago. And so what I would say to people, your obsession, find something that you love, something that you love so much that you do it for nothing, but you do it so well that people will pay you to do it. This is no time to be distracted. This is no time to buy into the negative things that's going on in the press. What you tune into, you turn into. You've got to monitor what you're watching, because all this garbage out here, it will begin to pollute your mind and you'll be afraid to come out of the house. What they're doing now is controlling our thinking with these algorithms. When they can tell you by the movement of your eyes when you come into a room what your sexual orientation is, that's dangerous. I mean, we got things now affecting our mindset. It's called behavior marketing. They're gathering information. Artificial intelligence, that's what it's doing. And it can anticipate what you're about to do. But here's something. When I was coming up as a kid, I used to be a disc jockey. I love radio. And Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, they had a song called Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, Baby. And I'm saying to people who are intimidated by artificial intelligence, don't be. It's artificial. You are the real thing. You're a masterpiece because you're a piece of the master. You're made in the likeness and image of God. You've been given authority and dominion over everything on the face of the earth. This is a time to be creative and innovative so that you can begin to create the life that you want. Abraham Lincoln said, my future is bright because I'm going to create it.
Wow. Wow. Les, man, I don't think I've ever done an interview in which I'm just like, you're really hitting me hard, Les. You really are.
Oh, I am.
You really are. You really are.
I mean, you came for me. Don't come for me. I didn't call an Uber.
you really are because, you know, there's so much power. So much power, Les. So much power. I do think like you quite a bit. I have to, people like you, sometimes you don't get to see the effects that you create beyond. You see a lot of them because you get to have people approach you and tell you how you changed their lives. And you've been doing so for a long time. But man, there's people out there that talk about changing the world. And then there's people like you that are actually changing the world. Thank you. Thank you for that. That was a lot of power in what you said right now. A lot of power. Somebody didn't quite get it. You guys basically have to rewind about 5 minutes and 7 minutes and listen to what Les Brown just said to you. Because this is like, there's nothing that hits you harder than the truth. The truth penetrates. And this is a truth. And it's incredible. And that's what it's all about. I really, really enjoyed your story. I love that. You know, you're not giving me you gave me your prognosis. Now I'm going to work on my God gnosis, right? That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. How in this society, doctors and people feel they have the right to give people their sentences. And that's not the way it works. And you are a perfect example of that. Les, thank you. Thank you for showing us. Thank you for showing us all. How to really make it in this world. There's, I think they talk about a lot of things that are being underutilized in the world. Nothing is more underutilized than the power of the mind, the power of your ability to win in the game of life. Nothing comes close to that. Nothing. All you got to do is like win the game of mind and you're going to win in life. You know, I talk about, Les, I talk about this quite a bit. There's a reason why you asked me how long is this interview, and I said 6.5 hours, because I knew this was going to happen, Les. I knew it. God.
Yes, because we had synergy up here.
Oh, my brother God.
From another mother. Come on now.
Les, let me tell you something. I want to make an avatar of you, and then I want to pay you whatever is going to cost me to buy the rights to use your avatar. Okay. And then I want to put you in front of my staff every day. Every day. Yeah. Les, you know, there's one thing that you said, talking about opportunity. I have created my own way of explaining this same subject. I talk about this quite a bit in the book. I loved how you say it. I can tell you how I have said it. It's so funny and so incredible and so powerful that you and I are so similar in so many ways, in our mindset, of course, and obviously our journey, successful journey, speaks for itself. But I talk about how opportunities present themselves consistently over and over again, daily. They're always showing up. Every 7 days, every one day, every present time, there's an opportunity. But the way you describe that, I might just steal that. Let me tell you how I describe it. I say, opportunity presents them, though. The opportunity doors are opened consistently for you. But fortunately for you also, most people decide not to walk through these opportunities. So what does that do? It makes the opportunity even bigger because most of them don't walk through them. If you think about somebody like you, myself, we've been in the content game for a long time. You've been in the content game for way longer. I know you go back to early 70s in which you, or late 70s in which you started making your speaking career. And you've been doing this for many, many decades already. But in my case, the reason that I have been able to get this far is not because I built a marketing machine or a sales team. I got this far because I decided to walk through an opportunity door. And that opportunity door, which most people were not walking through them, led me to open up other doors and kept on expanding and connecting with incredible people like you.
I want to inject here. The reason that the majority of people, the masses, don't walk through the open door is because they're suffering from possibility blindness. You are a perpetual optimist. A person who's suffering from possibility blindness can be confronted with opportunities, and all they will see will be the obstacles of the closed door. But a person who is an optimist like yourself, you can be confronted with challenges and all kinds of obstacles, but you will only see the opportunities. You know, there's a scripture says, all things work together for good for those who love God. And every day won't be a good day, but there's some good in every day. So Manuel is always looking for the good. And so, but that's your orientation. That is your mindset. And most people have been programmed by the world. You have been involved in self-development, self-education. And this is a time that people have to begin to face the reality that we're in this place where we are, this place of accelerated change, overwhelming complexity, and tremendous competition, that you are the real deal. See, here's what we have over artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence doesn't have a heart. This is a time that the reason that you're so popular and why your methods work is because you have a strategy that is designed to expand a person's vision of themselves and of their marketplace and the competition and what it is they're doing. And you have an experience that you create that touch the heart. We are emotional people. Where your heart is, there your treasure is also. And you ignite the courage within them to become, as Mother Teresa would say, a pencil in the hand of God and start making new decisions about how they show up in life and how they operate their business and how they can move forward. When the news say 350 million jobs will be lost by artificial intelligence, the way you're orientated and the way your mind is wired, well, that means that 350 million entrepreneurs have just been birthed. Because in life, when you don't have enough courage or insight to know that you have outgrown a situation and it's time to move on, life moves on you.
That's right. Absolutely.
So you will always make a way out of no way in the people that think like you.
Amazing. And I'm amazing. One of them. Amazing. Amazing, Les. And I was talking about opportunities, right? The reason why, just to give anybody, just anybody that's watching and listening, opportunities, again, show up all the time. One specific opportunity. If somebody just spends a day looking around, just observing people, observing. It's a big part of getting yourself on a path to expansion, observation, right? Looking at what's happening in the world at large. Like, let's say, for example, let's talk about marketing for a second here. If you don't observe that the world has changed, possibly you would be investing in avenues that don't have attention anymore. And in the game of marketing, if you don't have attention, you simply cannot win. So a lot of people don't look at the opportunity of content creation. Not Les, not myself. We're creating content. We're doing it consistently, nonstop. Les has incredible content that takes off. I'm just watching a video from you this morning that has 250,000 views. Just a powerful video and a powerful message that helps you get attention so you can get more impact and more help to people. When you look around and you go to the world of social media or you go to the world of public places, you go to a park, you go to a restaurant, you go to any way that you want to go, anywhere that you want to look, you'll see people doing one thing only, one thing. And this is about 99.99% of the population. They are consuming content. So it's just very logical. How do I get myself on the 0.01% or the 0.1% or the 1%? I got to put myself on the other side, which is what Les Brown and myself were doing right now, being on the camera, talking to the world. We want to be the 1%ers. We want to be the ones that are getting ourselves out there and spreading our message, because we know that spreading our message is going to lead towards attention, and that attention will lead towards being able to impact and help more people, right? That's just the way it is. Yeah. So that's an opportunity that the world presents to you right now. And that could change in a few years. Maybe in 10 years, things are going to be so crowded that it's going to be hard to get any attention. I don't think so. I think we still got a ride for a while in front of us in this world of the internet. But you got to be looking out for opportunities, looking out.
But I want to say this, that I watch and I've been observing what you do. It's not just content. There's a saying, you can take a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. What you do is you create a thirst with the marketing strategies that you instruct people on how to put together content that will create the thirst where people want to drink, where they want to buy, because they don't buy from you, they buy into you. And the other thing that's very important with the content that you help people to create is to have content that creates an experience. A lot of people are failing today in their marketing quest because they're just giving information. If information can change people, everybody would be skinny, rich, and happy. What made me stand out in this space where there was nobody that looked like me, when I first got on the stage, I was like a fly in a glass of butter milk. All the other speakers, they were giving information from the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill,
which is
very good. But what I did, I delivered a heart-centered story about being adopted and all that I am and all that ever hoped to be, I owe to my mother, that God took me out of my biological mother's womb and placed me in the heart of my adopted mother. And so I created an experience with the audience. Oliver Wendell Holmes said that once you create an experience with a person that expand their minds beyond where they are now, they can never be satisfied to going back to where they were. And now you create a hunger where they want to do something different with their lives. And so you provide that kind of content that's compelling, that's experiential, and that lands in a person's heart. If people don't know because the name of marketing, as you are aware, is move towards your strength. If people not doing what's in their heart and moving in life with that, as opposed to going to a job where they pay you just enough to keep you from quitting and you work just hard enough to keep from getting fired, then you're going to get wiped out by artificial intelligence. But if you allow yourself to live a hard-driven life, who are you? What do you want? What is it that drives you? What's your reason for being here? Nietzsche said, if you know the why for living, you can endure almost anyhow. We're all going to go through some stuff. Life be lifin'. You know,
wow.
My favorite book says, think it not strange that you're faced to fiery furnaces of this world. You will, not you might. You will have tribulations. Life be life, and stuff's going to happen to us and the people we care about. But it doesn't matter as much as what happens in us. And that's what you've been preaching. That's what you are the evangelist for. That's why you were chosen out of 400 million sperm.
Wow. Life be lifing. I love that. You know, we can tell them the story very quickly, Les, about it, just showing that exact same story that you said about why people would want to buy my stuff or get into my stuff or get into my education. So Les reaches out to my office, the powerhouse, the legend himself. Suddenly, you know, I've been seeing Les Brown for ages. I've known he existed way longer than he knew I existed. And obviously, aside from the fact that he's a little older, just a little bit, he's been in the game for way longer than me. So I have known for Les forever. And then suddenly I get one of my guys randomly sending me a message. Hey, Les Brown just called. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. What? Come on, man. At that point, I'm thinking it has to be some kind of like somebody pretending using AI to be Les Brown. And he's like, I'm telling you, it sounded like Les Brown. And I'm like, no, man, come on. Show me the voice message. We had it recorded. So he sent me the voice message. And I'm like, oh, shoot, it sounds like Les Brown. Either somebody took his voice, which, you know, I know all about it, Les, so I wouldn't have been shocked. Somebody took his voice and is doing some unethical stuff with it, or it was actually Les Brown. So I called you the same day. I called you back. Didn't get a hold of you. Some time passed, and then my good friend Rudy Maurer, another marketer that you're familiar with, great guy, good friend of mine. He tells me, hey, I'm doing this with Les and we want to go and visit you. And we want to go and visit him and do this. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to try Les again. And then I'm in Norway, visiting the fjords with one of my partners and having a great time over there. I called you and the legend himself answers, Mr. Les Brown. And I knew at that point, okay, yeah, it was Les. And then we started having a great conversation, had an amazing conversation. And we talked for a little bit and we talked about doing some stuff together and me helping you. And you said something like, Manuel, let's get on stage together. And I'm like, Les, tell me when, tell me where.
I'm going to endorse your book, yes. And I want to do an interview with you on my platforms as well, because that book, everybody needs it. People need the tools that will help them to begin to expand their horizons. We're in a place where Einstein said, the thinking that has brought me this far has created some problems that this thinking can't solve. When people purchase your book, the knowledge and the content in that book, that infusion of knowledge will give them some other options, will begin to allow them to see things that they can't see right now. All of us have scotomas. We've all smelled somebody's breath. I was kicking like Bruce Lee. They didn't know it, but we backed up. Because you can't smell your own breath. And so this book that you have written, that it allows people to reflect, to think, and to begin to approach life differently. And allow them to do what Warren Buffett calls to create a competitive, sustainable advantage. And that's what people need now, to stand out in the distraction economy. You've got to stand out. You've got to make a greater impact. And your book give people the tools that will allow them to do that.
I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. That's probably the most valuable thing that somebody has ever told me, Les. Especially me, I'm marrying you so much. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for saying those very kind words. Les, but I was telling the story because I wanted to prove the practical aspect of something like artificial intelligence. Shortly after our conversation, I was in Norway in a catamaran. If you have been on a yacht before or on a catamaran while sailing, you know that the internet is extremely weak. And I got on the phone with you. We talked for a little while. We had a great time talking. We talked about doing things together. But I kept on thinking, man, I want to make a video for Les, and I want to send him a video so he knows that, hey, this is where I'm at, Les. We're going to do some things together. I'm going to help you with this. We're going to do all that stuff together. And I couldn't send it to you. I couldn't, because the internet did not have the capability of sending the file that I wanted to create for you. So instead of that, I wrote a script and I spent a few minutes writing down something from my heart to you. And I made you a clip, and I'm going to go ahead and play. I'm going to play that video. So after we're done with this, I'm going to insert that video here for people to listen to it, but so they can see it or listen to it, depending on the platform that they're using. And I made you a video with my avatar. All right. So this is a practical use of artificial intelligence. My avatar has my voice and my body, and I plugged into it my heart, and I was able to send you a video, and I apologized. And I said, Les, this is not me. This is my avatar, but the message is all mine. And I gave you a message from my heart. And tell me, what was your reaction, Les, when you saw that?
When you said it wasn't you, I said, whoa, I was shocked. That shows you how fast things have changed. I mean, that here you are, way thousands of miles away from me. And now through artificial intelligence, we are omnipresent. We can be present anywhere. And we've gone from brick and mortar to click and order. And now, with artificial intelligence, we have the ability to expand our lives, to transform people and allow them to begin to go to a place in themselves that they can't go by themselves and be more impactful. That grabbed me. I couldn't sleep that night. I watched you several times. I said, I can't believe this. This is him. Whoa. I said, I've got to do this. You got me with God. That one. Yes.
That's going to be
very highly about you. And I was so glad that you called me back. Thank you so much.
That's going to be a lot of fun to do with you. Rudy and I already talked. We're going to go visit you in Georgia. All right. We're going to go visit you at your place. All right. That's going to happen for sure. I'm going to have to steal a lot of things of what you said. All right. Like this last line that you said, I love that line. From brick and mortar to click and order. That line should be in my book, by the way. It's opportunities that the world is presenting to you. Did you come up with that, Les? That is so good.
Yes.
That is so good.
Absolutely. Yes.
From brick and mortar to click and order. Wow. What a line, guys. If that doesn't communicate the power of what we're living on right now, the era that we're living on, I like to call the world of e-commerce. Very soon, it's just going to be commerce. That's the way it is. We're taking the E out of commerce because that's the direction that we're headed. Online courses like Les Brown's education, my own stuff, products, and like the billions of dollars. I don't know if you knew this, but Amazon moves somewhere around $50 billion in products a year. A year. And this is something that did not exist 15 years ago. So it's an incredible world that we're living on right now. It's a world of opportunity. All we got to do is start listening. Because what Les said is, instead of walking through the door of opportunity, opportunity is always sitting there silently waiting for you to recognize it. Whoa, All you got to do is start paying attention. That's what I talk about in my book, recognizing opportunities and doing something about these opportunities. Les, we can talk about it. We can talk about a lot more things. It's been potentially at this point, I can tell you safely, this is definitely at the top of my list. I've interviewed a lot of people in my life. I really, really appreciate mindset. I really appreciate what you do and what you teach. Without it, there is no success possible. Or if you find success, then you see people at the top that because they didn't have the right mindset, they're not really happy. They're not really enjoying the game. You see a lot of people that are miserable, taking psychiatric drugs or doing drugs, getting wasted, drinking alcohol every day just because they can't stand their life. And
you're right. They haven't found their purpose. Once you find your purpose, that gives your life a sense of direction. And once your life has a sense of direction, that allows you to make decisions. We make decisions, and our decisions make us. And so a lot of people are making decisions that does not represent the best that is in them. What you do with your program, that you help people to begin to get clarity. Who am I? What is it that you want? The first law of marketing is move toward your strength. What is it you want to do with what you have? And how can we collaborate and ask the right strategic questions that you can pull out the information that allows you to be precise with the solution that you give birth to? All problems are the birth grounds for opportunities.
Wow. Les, I got to ask you this. At the age of 78, what motivates you still? I'm thinking about the journey for me, right? I have been on this journey of entrepreneurship after being, if you read my book, Les, you already know my story. Failure most of my life, didn't really believe in myself, and I didn't have the mindset. I didn't really believe in my ability to do something great. I really didn't. I didn't understand potential. That was here somewhere. So that was like sleeping for most of my life. So I really started my journey at the age of 28, somewhere around the age of 28, my success journey to get out of a condition of being broke and not feeling that I was any special. 28, so 14 years. And it feels like it's been a long journey. 14 years doesn't get a third of the way of what you've been through, all right? In your life, at this age, why are you still so motivated and so hungry? Why are you still like pushing to impact people so much? And I'm telling you, because I want that for myself. I want to be able to get to the age of 78 and 80 and be half as good as you are right now. Just half of it. And I'm going to be happy. What keeps you going doing these podcasts, these interviews, these videos, these stages, these seminars, all the stuff that you're doing that you don't stop? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
My mother used to say, live a life that will outlive you.
Legacy. That,
yes, it's about legacy. You know, I have children. You know, I have 10 children. The Lord said, be fruitful and multiply. I took him seriously. And 15 grandchildren and 4 great-grands. And so we are here. We were chosen. Socrates says, if a man's reach does not supersede his grasp, well, what are the heavens for? One of the people I mentored, Miles Monroe, said, live full and die empty. Rob the cemetery of your gifts, of your genius, of your abilities, of your talent, of your leadership, of your ideas. And so I'm robbing the cemetery. I want, when I go, I told my kids, when they tell you I've died, sneak in the morgue and put a microphone in my hand. If I don't grab it and say, you got to be hungry, call your brothers and sisters and say, Dad's gone now. He's out of here.
The final test. Put a microphone in Les's hands.
Yes.
If he doesn't use it, he has moved on.
Yes.
Got it. Got it. Before you close that coffin, you got to do the test. Got to do the test first. Mm-hmm. Oof. Wow. Live a life that will outlive you.
Live you.
Les, It's such an honor. It is a pleasure. How do we get more people to wake up, Les? How do we get more people to wake up to the world of opportunity?
Do the work that you're doing right now. You know, Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. Work with the willing. Everybody won't hear us, but there are some people that are going to hear us. And what we got to do is do what we can do, and God will do what we can't do. Work with the willing.
Wow. What an interview. So much power. We're going to have to do some things together. Now
Looking forward to it. Yes.
We're going to create some stuff. We gotta spread your legacy far and wide. I want to help you keep on living a life that will outlive you. I definitely want to help you with that. Okay. It will be my pleasure. It will be my honor. Working with people like you, Les, it's a great motivation and something that, for me drives me every single day, because I know that when we spread your message far and wide, we are changing the lives of people, and the effects of what you do go way beyond the effects of that camera recording you. It really does dramatically change the lives of somebody. I mean, you changed my life today. I'm already very motivated. Every day I wake up motivated. Every day I wake up hungry. I get to work, even though I've accomplished a lot of success. I made a lot of money already. I can buy myself anything that I want. Why am I so motivated every single day? You just spoke the truth. That explains it. Because I want to live a life that will outlive me. And I have been able to witness the effects of somebody accomplishing exactly this. My father, who was a giant in my life, who was the most powerful, giant, great being that I've been able to connect with in my 42-year life. Somebody that I owe a lot to. Somebody that opened up doors that I decided to pay attention to and walk through. That father of mine is impacting the lives of more people today than he did while he was still with us. And that drives me. To give you a particular example, his YouTube channel just crossed 8 million subscribers. Before he passed away, he had 3 million subscribers. After he passed away, we have acquired another 5 million. Before he passed away, he was getting about 10 million views a month. Now we're getting 50 million views a month of his content. And that drives me. I know that wherever my dad is right now.
With you, you're such a modest person and a humble person. Your father is a gift that keeps on giving, because when he gave birth to you, you are living the life and going into the future that he could not live. And because of you, his legacy will never die. Because of you, the impact that you make with people today, and those people who they impact, and those people who they impact, his legacy and your legacy will always be here with us. You were born for this. As much as you have chosen this, you were chosen for this work. You're doing the greater work, and your father's proud of you.
That's a life worth living right there. Les, thank you for that. I'm going to use the definition of legacy. I have officially assigned legacy a brand new definition, and that basically is living a life that's going to outlive you. That's a legacy right there.
Yes. Yes.
That should be in Webster. That should be in encyclopedias, because that really is what legacy is all about. Something that when you Google it, it's something that you hand down generations. It's something that you pass on to people after you're done. Living a life that will outlive you. That's what we should shoot for. We create something great that keeps on helping and keeps on giving beyond the life of a body. Mr. Les Brown, how can people connect with you? I know how to connect with you myself.
Yeah,
I have a few of your cell phones. I know you have 6 different lines.
Yes, I know.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm looking for, you know, Bishop T.D. Jakes says there's no success without successors. And I'm looking for people who have a story and want to be coached on how to tell their story. I'm working with a young man from Brazil named Claudio Siete. And Claudio and I and Alejandro and Margarita, that our goal is to train people how to tell their story, how to speak from their heart and speak to the hearts of the people in their audience. And people who have an interest in one, my one-on-one coaching, I only work with a select number of people, small number, and our online coaching, they can go to lesbrown.com. That's lesbrown.com. And people that's interested in our one-on-one coaching, they can reach out to me and mention your program. We'll do something special for them, all right? They can come to lesbrown77@gmail.com. That's lesbrown77@gmail.com.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
lesbrown77@gmail.com and lesbrown.com. And Les will take you places that you didn't even thought were possible. So I highly, highly recommend you connect with the man, the legend, the living legend, the one and only. The Les, you're just getting started, man. 78 years old. We're just getting started.
I'm still fired up and hungry. I'm going to get the butter from the duck. Yes. Bye-bye. I knew that would get you.
I love it. It's been a pleasure to be here again with you guys. Social Marketing Hour, an incredible interview. Watch it over and over again. Share it. Help us spread the word. This is something that will change the life of people. If somebody just listens to it and applies it, nothing like being able to change your ability to think, your understanding of your own potential, and getting yourself on a path in which you can tell your story and build a legacy, a life that will outlive you. All right. See you in the next show.